Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The weather, not the best today, but people are still coming out.
People are still coming. Listen.
People still coming out. Where? It is Monday morning. There is a lot going on in the United States. War continues to rage in Iran because apparently there's a ceasefire, but we were striking them this weekend. Inflation exploding. People can't afford things. There's so many question marks about the future, AI, climate change. So what is Fox News talking about? Well, Fox News has spent, and I kid you not, the entire day attempting to talk about how so many people are at the American State Fair. It is embarrassing. It is roughly 3 p.m. as I record this video. And they have got, it has been from like 8 a.m., clips from 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m. Look at how many people are at the American State Fair. There's no one at the American State Fair, and that's what we're going to talk about, because Donald Trump's not having a good time, so let's hop right into it. First of all, this is Sunday, okay? And here's the thing. We've seen clips. Like, the fair started last Wednesday, so it's okay. You know, it's the weekday. Maybe people can't come out. Well, Saturday, dead. Sunday, it's not as hot as it is today. Sunday's the perfect day. Decent weather. Let's see the line to get in the American State Fair yesterday. Riveting stuff here. Absolutely packed. Absolutely packed. So this is 1:24 Eastern today. Look at how many people are here. I got to mute this because there's some copyrighted sounds. But wow. I mean, just absolutely packed, spending millions of taxpayer dollars for Donald Trump's little ordeal here at the National Mall. Some people making fun of this because, again, now we're at 6:59 p.m. Eastern. I believe this is yesterday on Sunday. Listen to what Fox is saying.
We've got thousands of people celebrating the thousand.
Yeah, thousands. Sure. Try hundreds. I have seen more people at, like, my friend's house in college when we were 19 years old. On a Tuesday afternoon, doing things that we shouldn't be doing instead of going to class. I've seen more people there than I do in any of the photos or videos of the American State Fair. And so this is Donald Trump this morning. Bright and early, 5:27 a.m., again, focused on the issues that matter. Do you think people appreciate what a fantastic job we did in building and operating the great American State Fair at the National Mall, packed with happy people and everyone loving it? Ask yourself this simple question. Quote, do you think that Obama, O-B-U-M-A, this guy is such a POS, or sleepy Joe Biden could have done it? The answer is no. We're being run by an 80-year-old man-child who's cognitively declining, who's a raging narcissist. Do you think Obama or sleepy Joe Biden could have done it? You know what Obama did do? He built an absolutely incredible Obama Presidential Center, which I was so lucky to be able to go to this past weekend, got tickets. Actually, my girlfriend got tickets. She is amazing. And we went, and that's why I'm rocking the hat today. I'm rocking this amazing Obama hat. I actually love this hat. Grab some merch. The museum was so cool. Like, so if you ever have an opportunity to go, please go. I would like to go again and try to make content for you guys. So let me know if you would enjoy that in the comments down below. And speaking of, you might be like, wait a second, this guy, you don't really look like Adam Mockler. I'm not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you subscribe down below. Hit like, hit subscribe, and check out my YouTube channel as well. It really, really helps me out and goes a long way. So you already saw a couple clips Fox trying to run covered. Donald Trump says the Great American State Fair is, quote, packed, but photos show otherwise. You see here the lawn. I mean, there's literally no, I don't know if I can identify. I think that's two people right there. Literally, I don't know. You see other pictures here. So many of these wide shots that we've seen with this little stupid arch and the Ferris wheel. Again, so much money being poured into this. I believe there's other plans for other potential or other ideas, I should say, for America's 250 that were actually cool. Donald Trump saying, no, we got to do this. And some more photos on the lawn. This guy's literally sleeping. He's sleeping on the lawn. He's like, I'm done. So let's move into today, because today is where it really goes off the rails. All you guys all know that Fox is a cult machine. It is a propaganda effing machine. But it's been all day. So today, as I record this, you know, because this state fair goes on for like 2 weeks, it's MAHA Monday. Okay, Make America Healthy Again. So what are we doing for Make America Healthy Again Monday?
Younger Americans put their stomachs to the test with a pancake eating contest. That's tough on any day, let alone in this kind of heat. The winner was determined by audience applause. The guy who won appeared really worried he wasn't going to be able to keep the pancakes down, but in the end, he made it. Today, the focus...
Make America Healthy Again. People drowning pancakes in maple syrup, and I'm not even lying, almost throwing up on stage. On a Monday, in front of, get this, no one. And don't worry, there's a lot more. There's some crazy clips. Truly, no one. I also want to point out, I made a video about this. We had a MAGA streamer arrested at the Great American State Fair after doing some things to stage performers. And of course, right? Of course. This guy, Gian Racicelli, I believe Racicelli, he goes by Manny, was arrested June 25th after multiple witnesses told U.S. Park Police. They saw him repeatedly put his hand down his pants and appear to do something I can't say on YouTube while watching female circus members perform at the Great American State Fair. Police found probable cause to arrest Racicelli, who was charged with lewd, indecent, and obscene acts. Again, I made a video about this. I showed some of the videos of him, you know, live streaming this ordeal, photos of him. This is him. You can check that out on the Adam Mockler channel. And what's crazy is you have MAGA people defending this guy. There's three different witnesses, including multiple of the female performers. But, they voted for a guy who sexually abuses women, who's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman, liable for defaming that woman twice, has over 25 sexual assault allegations, and was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I thought you guys might enjoy seeing what the back end of the Fox Media booth looks like. The view is from the street and not visible from the fair. Let's take a look at this work of art right here, the Fox booth. We'll keep playing this, but I will talk as you don't really hear much. A true work of art. I mean, totally not super depressing scenes from this Great American State Fair. Ooh, I mean, that is just ugly. That is just, and we've seen a lot of videos of other architecture around this that is like, it just looks like it's kind of thrown together, very sloppy, very gross. This is Fox News, 8 a.m. on the National Mall. Today, 8 a.m.
A beautiful sight. We're kicking off a week of special shows celebrating America's 250 live from the Great American Fair. That was the president's band, nicknamed by Thomas and Jefferson in 1801. So it's kind of cool to see them live in person.
Got the brass.
Yeah.
No lyrics beautiful. Needed.
God Bless the USA was the first song that they played when we kicked off at 6 a.m. It is so wonderful to be here. It is Monday, the Monday before America turns 250 years old. We've been talking about this for a long time. And, well, since we were children, we knew this day was coming. But it's fabulous to be here and to have all of the states represented, except a few. And my dad wrote me, he said, name the ones that didn't want to participate. Oregon, Washington, Massachusetts, Illinois, Connecticut, and North Carolina, believe it or not.
Surprised about that.
Yeah, so, first of all, dreaming about this since we were a kid? What are you talking about? No, you were not. And it makes me so mad. And this is why it makes me mad, because yesterday we get an article explaining with evidence from the New York Times that Donald Trump was on the phone with the president of Kazakhstan, in the room with the president of Kazakhstan in New York City at a St. Regis hotel, was Howard Lutnick, and the three men were agreeing to let a U.S.-based company go into Kazakhstan and mine tungsten, which is a very important rare earth mineral, important for computers, phones, missiles, all that stuff. And then when they came to a verbal agreement, Donald Trump and Howard Lutnick said, let's give $1.6 billion to this not very well-known little U.S. company to take on this massive endeavor of mining tungsten. $1.6 billion of our taxpayer money. The company that got it before it was pen to paper publicly, Donald Trump's two kids, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, they part-own an investment firm. Their investment firm took a 20% stake in that company. Howard Lutnick's kids, they also part-own an investment firm. And they got together with Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump Jr.'s investment firm, helped some people who were a part of this project raise some money to the tune of $210 million, and made millions of dollars off the fees helping raise that money. And so everybody walks away super rich. That all that investment from the kids, the Lutnick family, the Trump family, is finished 6 days before the deal is pen to paper. And so you are watching the largest expansion of executive authority in modern American history and the most clear, brazen, outward corruption we have ever seen. It is a big party. You are not invited. The president is ripping up the Constitution. He cares more about himself than anyone else. And everybody is getting rich. And the thing is, excuse my language, these fuckers know it. They know it. And they don't care. They don't care. They're going to sit up there and sell their soul and sell any self-respect that they had to do this all day. Reporting here live from the American... Instead of, if you actually care about the country, I don't know. You'd probably be talking about that if you actually cared about the Constitution. Caroline Levitt just accidentally proved how empty Trump State Fair is. You can't make this stuff up for my friend Harry Sisson. Love Harry. And yeah, actually this photo going very viral because you can't just keep saying it's so packed and then post a photo where literally nobody is there from Caroline Levitt. So then we continue. This is Sunday. Fox has been doing this all weekend.
Ever in your wildest dreams think you may be doing your Sunday show from a state fair on the National Mall? How great is this?
It's really something. And the weather, not the best today, but people are still coming out.
People are still coming. And listen, we need rain, so we'll take it. The farmers need the rain, so we're going to be okay with it.
We do need rain. First,
people still coming out. Where? I actually really like this. This reminded me of Donald Trump's. You remember the hurricane Sharpie? You remember that? God, that feels like so long ago. How old was I? Maybe I was like 17 when that happened. That's so nuts. But people joke Sharpie. Here, there are all the people. There they are, guys. There they are, right there, right there. Now we're at 8:24 a.m. today. Again, as I record this, Monday. We're live reporting with all the people rallying around, ready to get in to the American State Fair.
It's really hot in the summer, but it's not this hot in the summer. That's it from here for me. But a guy who knows all about places that are hot, Lawrence, LJ, you're over in Texas, I think, where yeah, it's always
I was,
hot out
I
there.
I was born in heat, and that's Texas.
Yeah, you
all
were.
All right, Adam, thank you so much. All right, so we're right in front of the Texas tent. This is where everything big happens. All right, if you look over there, there's a rodeo. You're going to get cattle. You're going to get horses. And that's all from Texas. But I want y'all to meet a special friend. You know her well. Let's go. This is the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Texas.
From a long time. It's good to be back home.
Yeah. So
just trying everything they can here to please Donald J. They're trying everything. I mean, I'm sorry. But this is ridiculous. Can you make anything about the news, the actual news? No, you can't, because Donald Trump made a phone call and he was like, I'm angry. I'm cognitively declining. Please show off how amazing it is. Pretend there's people, which there's so many people. And the thing is, right, there's all these different states. They have, you know, different booths. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, okay? Some of the booths are actually like, they're cool for people who may be, you know, in D.C. or even for, like, the kids. I forgot what state it was, but they had a cow. And you could, like, milk the cow or something. And I saw a video of some kids that were smiling. Like, okay, cool, fine. But most of these booths are, to say the least, not very riveting or exciting. Like, Maryland is just a picture of the Maryland state logo and chairs. That's it. That's literally the entire thing. Well, that's not super exciting. Riveting stuff. I wonder why people aren't showing up. So again, now it's noon today on Fox News, talking about how it's Make America Healthy Again Monday. And this woman right here tries to push back a little bit on this idea and then immediately gets put in her place. It's crazy. Take a listen.
On Monday, I'm a little bit skeptical of whether it's actually maha. This is some of the food that's being offered at the fair, okay? Not to be a Debbie Downer. Corn dogs, jumbo chicken on a stick, loaded mac and cheese, Chicago and New York style pizza, and cheesy fries with hatch queso. That is all up my alley. I don't know if it's technically Maha Monday, but the state exhibits are more than worth the trip in and of itself. Some of the highlights that I got to see that I wrote down because I want everyone to know what's there. The train simulator at the Nebraska booth, Waffle House hats at the Georgia booth, the Orange Grove scent in the Florida booth that they piped in from the state. These are just some of the great highlights that also just kind of show how quirky all of the American states are. And it just really goes to show that when you put all of those quirks and little flaws together, it really makes for an exceptional nation.
So here's the thing. It is Maha Monday, but we have the freedom to eat what we want.
It's true.
Right. Okay. Waffles and pancakes.
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about what Kaylee's, you know, addressing here with the food is you have to think that part of Maha is being healthy some days and then having some diversity in your life
That's right.
It has to be always this very strict diet. I think it shows that we can focus on our health, but yet remember that these are the times we're supposed to celebrate. And when you're celebrating, go to the fair and have some fun food. I don't think many are going to the fair if they're serving kale and hummus. And
I will say, though,
no one's going to a salad fair.
Right.
They will be right. Right. No. Maha is whatever you want it to be. Actually, let me correct that. It's whatever they want it to be. If you say something that's not in line with them, it's not that. It's not that. But in this instance, when we're serving things of clearly incredibly high nutritional value at the American State Fair, it's fine. It's fine. Because that's actually not even what Maha's about. It's not about the seed oils or the food dye or RFK running around, doesn't know anything about science, pushing so much misinformation. It's actually not even about any of that. It's just about fucking whatever. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I get worked up at these videos. It's about whatever we want. It's about whatever we want. It's about the diversity of options. Just ridiculous. This is an ad campaign on the largest news network in the United States. It is an ad campaign for this. Can you post actual news? And I guarantee I will be back on this channel, because I make a daily video, probably tomorrow or the next day, showing you more ridiculous clips, as every single day will just be this on Fox. I appreciate you so much making it to the end of this video. If you did, throw some blue hearts in the comments down below. Let me know. I'll be looking, replying to as many comments as I can. I appreciate each and every one of you. Make sure you like and subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel down below. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Malka channel, which means I will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.